This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
So Chris, after doing the studying from home and doing the virtual reality program as well, as you already mentioned, you came down to the practical training center of ATO. How did you find your practical training?
It was very, very insightful. I learned a lot there, doing basic lighting circuits, ring final circuits, things that I had an idea about, but needed to improve upon. And they helped me in terms of use of tooling, cable husbandry, how to remain neat and tidy, how to terminate and crimp. Because even in the aircraft field, there are so many different connections and terminations. You cannot possibly be an expert on all of them. The theoretical, what I noticed about aircraft and houses is that the theory behind it is the same. Where it differs is the physicalities, the cabling, the tooling, and that's where I required the help. It's sort of, you say, making of cables, terminations, running cables in, cable trays, conduits, etc. That's what I got the most out of on the practical sessions.
And what role did the tutor play in helping you make that transition?
He was actually very, very good. And he wasn't always over your shoulder saying, wrong, 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 correct, correct. He actually took ten steps back and let you get on with it. He'd say, right, I want you to put in a simple lighting circuit. And then he'd walk away and he'd leave me to my own devices to read through my books. And that's exactly what I did, look through books. Use a little bit of common sense, you know, because everything has a beginning and an end. So it's what's in the middle and how do you make the two together. And so I went ahead and did it with the knowledge that I had a little bit of. And then he came along and he, first time round, it worked. So I was quite happy. And he was happy with the presentation of the work. I think that's because being on, as I say, in the aircraft industry, it's all about tidiness. You can't have mess. Everything's got to be neatly presented, and I just have that mindset. So I've taken what I already know and put it into something different. He gave me pointers on where I could improve, i.e. we don't strip things, you know, to a certain length. We have to do it another way. So yeah, he took a back seat, really.
So you definitely think that your previous knowledge in the electrical industry is helping you towards fulfilling your full potential. What would you say to people with little or no experience, perhaps, who would like to pursue that career? Do you think there is anything which can stop them?
No, I don't think so. All the lecturers, even this being only day two, all the lecturers appear to be in ATL very approachable, very knowledgeable, and they're also honest. All joking aside, with their sense of humour and things, if they don't know an answer to something, they tend to go out of their way to find out. And that's how I sort of prefer a lecturer to be. Rather than just talking at you, they will talk to you and they'll explain things to you in detail. There's no such thing as a stupid question. If you really want to know something and you don't know the answer, ask. You know, and there's nothing stopping you doing it from scratch. You know, if you've got the motivation and drive and that you're fed up in your current job, instead of moaning about it and saying, I get paid minimum wage and I'm not enjoying this job, blah, 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 I think do something about it. You know, no one's going to hand it anything to you on a plate. There's no point looking at a successful businessman or woman and seeing, oh, why have they got all these things? It's because they've worked hard. They've decided to make a change in their lives, and I think that was my ethic. You know, I've worked for what I've got. I'm not an expert on anything, and I'm still struggling through life a little bit, but I'm doing things about it rather than moaning about it and being depressed. Motivation. You know?
Thank you very much for giving us such an inspirational thought, and I'm sure our students would much appreciate your advice. What is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified? You told you have been through a long journey in your career and you have a quite a successful career, to be honest. But what's the plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified?
As I say, it's to ultimately run my own business, be my own boss, maybe even take on apprentices and things in the future,